Recording, podcast, episode, what is this, 10-something, 107? Is it 107, George? No, I'm not going to look like I did last week. I'm not going to, no, you don't need to look either. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to put it up there. No, some things have to be left alone. I don't know. What do you want me to talk? Want me to talk about my opinion? Okay, I'll spice it up a little bit. I'll surprise every. My opinion about this kid talking to the Indian. No, you know what? I'm going to save that for the Taiwan special. I'm going to put the opinion content version of Taiwan. I think I'm going to talk about the. In fact, you know what? I'm also going to talk about this Huawei thing. Well, hey, listen. I was in Taiwan, and I have had crowd experiences in Taiwan. And I've had crowd experiences at the Lincoln Memorial. Yeah. So I've got all kinds of stuff that's here on my blank paper that I can talk about when it comes to, well, I'm also 1/16th Cherokee. I believe it's 1/16th. That's supposed to be 32nd, but I believe it was my grandmother's grandmother. Yeah, but anyhow, but I've got plenty to say about that. We'll say that for the Taiwan special because it's probably going to be boring, but it's probably going to diffuse everything. I think the whole thing's boring. I don't think it should be news. I'm going to tell you why this week in the Taiwan special.
Talk about education. I've been having some interesting conversations and some reviews on the topic of education, how people learn things, how people, how to manage learning, I suppose. I just rewrote a small segment of my Read with Dot series. It's Dot 5, Dot and Una. No, you probably haven't ordered the $45 book or the $95 set, but if you have, you've got a collector's item if you got it before. But one of the problems in language, even for Americans, Americans use terrible. Okay, you want to know what I think about? Do you really want to know what I think about this kid in the steps? You really want to know? Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. English is part of it. I'll talk about my experience. Well, you know, I mean, I'm an English teacher. At least I was for a time in Taiwan. And I've got this book, helping people learn English. Look, people make English mistakes even as native speakers. And I mean, if you're born American, you got your state ID. You grew up in America. You learn English in America. Then you are a native speaker. Your English is your native language. It's your mother tongue. It's L1 when what we say in the ESL world. So if L1 is American English, you're probably making all kinds of sloppy mistakes. I wrote the Read with Dot series to correct that. The phonics thing goes through why letters make the sounds that they do. It's just good to review. Everyone should. I forget sometimes. Goodness, how many years I was in Taiwan when I still would have to go back and figure out what sounds the letters made. It's not a bad thing to review. But then there are patterns. And Dot 5 really takes a series of different types of patterns and putting together. Look, I've been watching the Become a Product Manager thing on Udemy, and it's got these two guys. One of them's a product manager for SoundCloud. The other guy, this blonde guy, really talks annoyingly when it's like it's hard to listen to him. Just to help identify, not being discriminatory. He's got this robotic arm. It's his robotic graphite arm. His arm shows up in the video sometimes. Anyhow, it's just like if you find the one with the SoundCloud guy and then the other guy that has a robotic arm. I think that he's using like a mind sensor or something to make the arm work. I don't know how it works, but that if you see that one, they often use phrases like, "I want to know, how can we do that?" And that's very Shakespearean, but it's not modern proper English. It's not today's proper English. You don't say, "I want to know, how can we do that?" You can say, "I want to ask, how can we do that?" and put "how can we do that" in quotes. But then it had to be something like, "I want to ask, how can we do that? But I wasn't allowed to ask that." That would work. But you can't say, "I want to know, how can we do that?" It's, "I want to know how we can do that." Not, "I want to know how can we." I want to know how we can. If it's part of a sentence, it's "how we can." If it's a question in the beginning, you say, "How can we do that?" It's "how can." It's interrogative pronoun, verb, or helping verb. And then it's relative pronoun, subject. See, that's... Okay, so anyhow, it's got patterns like that in the dot and una thing. The negatives, it has verb patterns, it's got adjective comparisons, it's got all this stuff, and it's good for people learning English, and it's good for native speakers to review that stuff. And I did that this week. I did it last night. It was exhausting, and I did it. So it's there. It's not, you can read it free at write.pink, write.pink/.5. One word, no hyphens, .5. And there you go. So I'll go read it. Check it out. It'll fix your English if you're native, and if you're learning English as a second language, it'll help. Repetition's really the thing. You got to say it again and again by habit. You got to learn these patterns by rote. Understanding, you can evaluate that in the grammar theory at another time, which I'm writing a book on that eventually, but I'm researching in the meanwhile. But what else did I get done this week? Bible hermeneutics on Stack Exchange. I've been having fun there. I just spent a few, I probably spent, boy, it was late last night. I wanted to go to bed. The Lord said, "No, go to Bible Hermeneutics and answer a question." So I went to Bible Hermeneutics on Stack Exchange. I think it's bible.stackexchange.com. Or what's it? Here, let's find out here. I don't want to start my own cult. Hermeneutics. It's all E-E-E-U-I-C-S is how the vowels work out in that. Hermeneutics. stackexchange.com. And so I went there and I saw a question and I'm like, "Oh, well, this is about the problem of evil. I know all about that." And so I answered the question, and people didn't like my answer because my answer basically was God was good. So I think that was a problem. The question got canned because it was about theology rather than Bible, which is related but different. So we went through this fiasco, and I wrote this long answer that was awesome. It's the best answer. It's the greatest. It's just incredible. In fact, Donald Trump couldn't even come close to giving such a huge, greatest, best answer. And believe me, I made Mexico pay for that answer. But it was an amazing answer that I wrote. And then the question got closed because it was off topic. And so I said, "Hey, guys, I think we can change the question so that it's on topic. We got about how to study the Bible is the topic here. You can't ask why is God good when the question is how to study the Bible. You've got to ask how do we study the Bible to learn that God's good." And then it's all Bible, 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 study, how to study the Bible stuff, looking at the topic of how is God good. Okay, all right. So I asked the question. "No, we can't do that. It's got to go over to the Christian Doctrine website," which is a different topic. Well, the Christian Doctrine guys said, "This isn't a doctrine thing. All Christians agree on it. So this isn't about different Christian doctrines. You've got to keep it on the Bible hermeneutics." So they said that. I said, "Okay, can I please edit the question now?" Fine, Jess. Fine. Edit it. So I edited it. And this is really fun. It's called, in quotes, "Why Would God Test Adam's Obedience?" Go search it in Google and see what Stack Exchange pulls up. There it is. We're having fun. I've been having fun with this stuff this week. I've been having a lot of fun. You know, it's fun doing fun things. I hope you do fun things too, and I'll see you tomorrow.